Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. The lines are full right now, so if you get a busy signal, just keep trying. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Matty Matt.
And Tyler.
Richie Rich isn't here.
I messed up.
Or you just decided to do your own thing.
Maybe. My brain decided to do something for me. I didn't say it.
Matty Matt is a pretty fun name.
It is kind of fun. We've been talking about this, we've been trying to talk about this article from the Rutherford Institute about the new government pre-crime division. And I just want to get through this next paragraph and we'll get to your calls. This particular pre-crime division will fall under the Department of Homeland Security, the agency notorious for militarizing the police and SWAT teams, spying on activists, dissidents, and veterans, stockpiling ammunition, distributing license plate readers, contracting to build detention camps, tracking cell phones with stingray devices, carrying out military drills and lockdowns in American cities, using the TSA as an advance guard, conducting virtual strip searches with full body scanners, carrying out soft target checkpoints, directing government workers to spy on American citizens, conducting widespread spying networks using fusion centers, carrying out constitution-free border control searches, funding citywide surveillance cameras, and utilizing drones and other spy bots. The intent, of course, is for the government to be all-seeing, all-knowing, and all-powerful in its preemptive efforts to combat what they call domestic extremism.
If there was ever a question as to whether or not government is a religion, this should put it to rest.
Yes. We can talk more about this, but we've got calls to get to. Let's go to El Conejo calling from FEMA Region 17. El Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to mention something about the Crypto 6. I heard that you cut some commercials.
Yes.
I was going to suggest reaching out to the podcast networks and asking them how long their little bumpers on the front end of podcasts are, and making little spots that they can maybe run for free to fundraise and direct people to the website. And also maybe a little statement that they can, a blurb that they can read for the podcast that don't actually have separate commercials but are really read by the host.
Right. We call these live air reads.
Reaching out to the libertarian and crypto community podcast. So I just want to throw that idea out there. And then also, can I mention something about Monero?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
So the other night, someone mentioned that Monero is inflationary, and that probably perked up a lot of ears in the audience, people who know what sound money is and why it's good. Monero's inflation is called a tail emission.
Mm-hmm.
And all it does is basically incentivize the network to be secure. And it's such a small amount when it tapers off that it'll barely cover lost coins annually. So it's nothing to be concerned about as far as.
I see what you're saying.
Here's about inflation. So it's essentially a fixed supply, but not quite.
Right. It's a way to deal with the, you know, leftover crumbs, if you will, that can't be recovered, you know, when you make a transaction. That makes sense.
Right. And if you lose your wallet, or like a lot of people lose coins,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, someone dies and they don't have their survivors don't have the keys or whatever. So the tail emissions are actually a good thing. It's like mining little increments of gold
awesome.
From here until eternity. So it's about as It's probably less inflationary than gold.
Good suggestions, and thanks for the call tonight, El Conejo. We appreciate it. If you have a podcast and you are interested in El Conejo's idea and you would like a copy of a blurb or something to live read or a little audio file, you can email me, captain@freetalklive.com. That's captain@freetalklive.com. Continuing on with your calls, we have Jet calling. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling in to talk about the great pretenders. And those are the people who hold themselves up as someone special in society. Now, you know how I feel about that, that no one else on this planet Earth has any greater right than anyone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and but what I'd like to know is, why are you so not interested in just getting rid of this term government? Because that is the thing. If we do that, that is the key to eliminating these gangs around the world who hold themselves as lords over you.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think I'm not interested in getting rid of that? I'm totally interested.
Well, because everyone falls back to use the silly term of government. You need to use terms that reflect their behaviors. In other words, these are either individuals or gangs that do these things,
mm-hmm.
and you have to either call them by name or call them by their behavior. Now, we've done that a little bit, you know, with thugs and goons and that kind of thing.
Yeah, like I'm calling the folks who raided the place terrorists nightly three times.
Yeah, and then, but I heard your ad about that, and you were talking about how they were arrested rather than abducted.
Well, I didn't write that copy, so.
I know. But I have to give you trouble somehow, don't I?
Well, yes, and we, of course, appreciate you for that. I do agree with you, but it is, I got to tell you, Jet, it is difficult to eliminate the common vocabulary. And
you practice during the day. Practice. I know it's not easy. I understand that because everybody wants to use this term, but it doesn't get you anywhere because, as I've said before, people who use or think of this thing called government think of it as good and necessary. So when we say that these are doing bad things or wrong things, we're saying that good and necessary is bad and wrong. And that's a conflict. That's a, what do they call that?
Cognitive dissonance, right?
Yeah, and so you're not going to get past that wall until you start using these other terms.
It's also called denial. It's the same thing you'll see happen to children when parents tell them that Santa Claus isn't real, or they otherwise find out that Santa Claus isn't real after they've been lied to for all their lives.
Yeah, so, and now in the news, well, all these people you're talking about, bringing up these this pre-crime stuff you were saying,
mm-hmm.
they're all pretenders. I mean, they have no legitimacy in life. I mean, they're just other people. And if you focus on the concept that everyone is just other people, they have no more right than anybody else, than you or I, that is what's going to change the mindsets of the world. And if you change the mindset of the populace, they will then hopefully do something to change the slavery and the oppression that they're under.
What do you think it's going to take, though? How do we change this mob's mind?
Well, you guys have a great platform. You know, you're talking to thousands of people. Who knows how many people you're talking to? But they then, once they learn these tricks, can pass it along. It's kind of like a, you know, like a multi-level marketing thing. If everyone starts spreading this word that, hey, these people don't have any right to demand part of my wages. I mean, where did they get that? They didn't, and I won't. Fuse. They don't have any right to arrest me or incarcerate me or do all these things. They're just other people. And if that right or ability under this paradigm, then I don't either, and stranger for sure. So that's the thing. That is the key that will disrupt and hopefully eliminate to a certain degree the warlords, the people that overload us on this planet. It's getting crazy. It's getting nuts. I mean, see, the problem with things like states is this Israel Gaza thing. Now, everybody wants to say, we're in charge. But if you tell them, you know, if you explain to them that they don't have any right to be in charge, that's the key.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jet. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. If I don't have the right to do something, well, where did they get the right to do it from? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
to Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Matt
and Tyler.
We've been talking about, well, a whole bunch of things tonight, but in particular, we've been circling back to this article from Rutherford.org, where it said, this is a John Whitehead commentary article, total tyranny. We'll all be targeted under the government's new pre-crime program. And the intent, of course, of this program is for the government to be all-seeing, all-knowing, and all-powerful in its preemptive efforts to combat domestic extremism. Where we run into trouble is when the government gets overzealous and overambitious, and it overreaches. This is how you turn a nation of citizens into snitches and suspects. In the blink of an eye, ordinary Americans will find themselves labeled domestic extremists for engaging in lawful behavior that triggers the government's pre-crime sensors. Of course, it's an elaborate setup. We'll all be targets. In such a suspect society, the burden of proof is reversed, so that guilt is assumed and innocence must be proven. It's the American police state's take on the dystopian terrors foreshadowed by George Orwell, Aldous Huxley, and Philip K. Dick, all rolled up into one oppressive pre-crime and pre-thought crime package. What's more, the technocrats who run the surveillance state don't even have to break a sweat while monitoring what you say, what you read, what you write, where you go, how much you spend, whom you support, and with whom you communicate. Computers now do the tedious work of trolling social media, the internet, text messages, and phone calls for potentially anti-government remarks, all of which is carefully recorded, documented, and stored to be used against you someday at a time and place of the government's choosing. We talked a little bit about this earlier. And to be clear, me reading this aloud into a microphone over this radio program and the internet and a couple of satellite stations would indeed, if it hasn't already, I'm sure it has, label me a domestic extremist.
Unless him immediately, he might do something later.
I wonder if I should add that to my, like, the Lord, Doctor, Reverend, Domestic Extremist, Captain Kickass, or whatever.
That's fantastic.
You know?
Yeah. What's that in German?
Domestic extremist?
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. I bet it sounds great.
It's probably like something about homeland something or another, right? Because isn't it like homeland security? Well, didn't the Germans, the Nazi Germans, have like homeland something or another?
Basically, yeah.
I'm sure they did.
It was their phrasing.
Homeland is their fatherland. Wait, the fatherland. That
fatherland,
was
the yes, Russians, that's right. What it was. That's what it was.
No, the Russians were motherland.
The right? Motherland and the Nazis were fatherland.
You know, when I first heard about the Department of Homeland Security, it really set me off because it sounded like that.
I know, me too. And like, could you have come up with at least a less Nazi name for the department?
No, they went right for the jug on that one.
Well, it turns out extremist is the same word. It's Hausschleicher extremist.
Hausschleicher. That sounds like a beer. I'll have two Hausschleichers, please. Pint of Hausschleicher. In this way, with the help of automated eyes and ears, a growing arsenal of high-tech software, hardware, and techniques, government propaganda urging Americans to turn into spies and snitches, as well as social media and behavior sensing software, government agents are spinning a sticky spider web of threat assessments, behavioral sensing warnings, flagged words, and suspicious activity reports aimed at snaring potential enemies of the state. It works the same in any regime. As Professor Robert Gellately notes in his book Backing Hitler about the police state tactics used in Nazi Germany, there were relatively few secret police, and most were just processing the information coming in. I had found a shocking fact. It wasn't the secret police who were doing this wide-scale surveillance and hiding on every street corner. It was the ordinary German people who were informing on their neighbors.
Yep.
Here's the thing. As the Germans themselves quickly discovered, you won't have to do anything illegal or challenge the government's authority in order to be flagged as a suspicious character, labeled an enemy of the state, and locked up like a dangerous criminal. In fact, all you'll need to do is use certain trigger words. Surf the internet. Communicate using a cell phone. Drive a car. Stay at a hotel. Purchase materials at a hardware store. Take flying or boating lessons. Appear suspicious to a neighbor. Question government authority. Or generally, just live in the United States. The following activities are guaranteed to get you censored, surveilled, and eventually placed on a government watch list, possibly detained and potentially killed. And because this list is rather long, I'm not going to read the paragraph that goes along with each one of these. I'm just going to list them off.
Taking flying lessons is on there?
Mm.
Oh, man.
Use harmless trigger words like cloud, pork, and pirates.
What?
Use a cell phone.
Wait.
Drive a car. These are things that could get you flagged. Attend a political rally. Express yourself on social media. Serve in the military. Disagree with a law enforcement official. Call in sick to work. Limp or stutter. Appear confused or nervous. Fidget, whistle, or smell bad. Apparently BO gets you on the list. Allow yourself to be seen in public.
Maybe it should. I might actually agree with that.
That's fair.
We're just talking about some social decorum over there.
Certainly, folks on the planet need.
The Nazis would agree with that.
Nobody needs 32 kinds of deodorant.
They were big on hygiene.
Allow yourself to be seen in public waving a toy gun or anything remotely resembling a gun, such as a water nozzle or a remote control or a walking cane, for instance. Stare at a police officer. Appear to be pro-gun, pro-freedom, or anti-government. Well, that's me. I'm on the list. Attend a public school. Speak truth to power. That's the list. Is there anything on there you guys wanted to talk about specifically? Because they give examples.
And this is timely because I was actually thinking about taking flight lessons this summer. I've been saving for it. And now I'm on that list for, like, everything.
I just want to talk about the keywords, right? The Department of Homeland Security has an expansive list of keywords and phrases it uses to monitor social networking sites and online media for signs of terrorist or other threats.
I'm confused by the cloud. What was it? Cloud and...
Cloud, pork, and pirates.
Pork and pirates.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you'll definitely send up an alert for using phrases such as dirty bomb, jihad, and agro-terror, you're just as likely to get flagged for surveillance if you reference the terms SWAT, lockdown, police, cloud, food poisoning, pork, flu, subway, smart delays, canceled, La Familia, pirates, hurricane, forest fire, storm, flood, help, ice, snow, worm, warning, or social media.
That's lunacy.
These are the key words that may trigger you to be on a list of potential pre-crime that you may become a future domestic terrorist. 603-2.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire after 11 days of war. He said he's been in frequent contact with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We've held intensive high-level discussions, hour by hour, literally,
Egypt, the Palestinian Authority, and other Middle Eastern countries. With the aim of avoiding the sort of prolonged conflict we've seen in previous years when the hostilities have broken out.
He expressed hopes that the ceasefire would pave the way towards a lasting peace. Earlier at the White House, Biden signed into law a bill to stop hate crimes against Asian Americans.
My message to all of those who are hurting is, we see you. And the Congress has said, we see you. And we are committed to stop the hatred and the bias.
This is USA Radio News. The House has narrowly approved a $1.9 billion security upgrade for the U.S. Capitol in response to the January 6th attack. The chamber voted 213 to 212 in favor of the spending bill, with Democratic members of the so-called squad putting the legislation in chamber. In addition to upgrading security, the money would cover costs associated with the damage caused by the riot, during which supporters of former President Trump broke windows and vandalized the interior of the Capitol. The man charged with killing a University of Iowa student while she was out for a run in 2018 confessed to the crime. During his murder trial, Brooklyn, Iowa officer Pamela Romero said Christian Rivera couldn't remember any of the details of the killing. Rivera had initially denied he'd ever met Molly Tibbetts when he was questioned 1 month after her disappearance. He pled not guilty to first-degree murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Maddie Matt,
and Opa Group and Führer Tyler.
I think I'm just going to give you a new nickname right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to call you Wolf.
Wolf?
Wolf.
I like it.
You know why?
Why?
Because we just had a four-minute break. It took you almost 2 minutes to open your lunch that you brought. You packed a lunch. You packed a lunch.
Yeah,
and
I ate the
you
whole
wolfed that thing down in like less than 2 minutes.
That's like a 10-inch sub.
Yeah.
And it's not...
I eat with a purpose.
Well, do.
Now, I
was
can...
hungry.
I can... is it wolf down? Right?
Yeah.
Right term? I can wolf down some food. Like, the whole joke about, like... You know, you can't drink 8 glasses of water a day, but I can sure drink 8 beers on a Friday night in like 2.5 hours. You know, like I can put that was impressive, dude.
Thanks.
You put that. I'm going to call you the Wolf. From now on.
You're lucky we're not calling you Mr. Hiccups.
I'm not going to get the hiccups. What I might do is I might end up falling asleep during the rest of the segment.
I just want to say Tyler is the first person that I'm aware of that has ever packed a lunch. Here to he takes
it was brown hosting, bag and all yeah
he takes hosting so seriously that he thought I better pack a lunch.
In the first half of the show I did try to in between segments go out and pound down some microwave burritos, but I live here.
Yeah, and like you also didn't bring it in a brown bag.
I will, which was though. The key.
Just bring it in a brown bag. Look, just
let,
the room.
Yeah, right. Just let Tyler have his moment.
Okay.
Well, you gotta like,
this is my thing now. Okay, I'm the brown bag guy.
He's fine. Wolf. All right.
You're Maddie Matt. He's Wolf.
This is okay. Wolf. Right. It does not ask.
You know, I want to make a recommendation. We're on this story about the Department of Safetyness keeping us all safe.
Pre-crime.
Gawking at all of us. And we went through this some time ago, many years ago, when they had a list of buzzwords. This is an exceptionally weird list of buzzwords. But what we did then and what I recommend everybody does now, Captain, let's give them the web address, you know, what website they can find this on.
Yep.
But let's copy and paste everybody out there in Free Talk Live land. Copy and paste all those buzzwords that you're not supposed to write and put them into all your social networking.
You know what I just realized that isn't on that list that's kind of striking?
Hmm.
Boogaloo. Isn't
no
that
kidding.
The extremist word?
That's like the word.
Well,
yeah.
Right? It may be on the list, but they were highlighting, you know, just a small subsection. In fact, all of these words, not all of them, many of these words in the list from the article have a link you can click on. So, like, you guys are asking, why is pork on there? I'm like, I don't know. I clicked on pork, and it led me to a Daily Mail article, which talks about the same type of topic, but then as you scroll down, it gives a list of what appears to be hundreds of words that you could be flagged for.
We could really bang up their algorithm
and
if we just all post those.
If I was still on social media, what I would do is I would write out a short story where I use each of
all
these
of
words
those words.
Once. Yeah, just so I could become king of the extremists.
This is from Rutherford.org. If you just go to Rutherford.org and in the search bar, or if you use your favorite search engine, Rutherford.org, John Whitehead's commentary, we'll all be targeted, should get you to this article. We will also post a link to this article up on our Free Talk Live social media here very shortly, as soon as my mouse cooperates with it. But at any rate, it is amazing to me the types of words that are on here, and I can't really say much more about this whole pre-crime and pre-thought crime bit. It's heinous. Oh, you found it.
Yeah. Nice. If you want to talk about that next, I think it ties into this pretty well.
Yeah, let's do it. Can you pull that up right now?
Yeah, sure. Newsweek article came out Monday. It's an exclusive for Newsweek. Inside the military's secret undercover army. The largest undercover force the world has ever known is the one created by the Pentagon over the past decade. Some 60,000 people now belong to this secret army, many working under masked identities and in low profile, all part of a broad program called Signature Reduction. The force, more than 10 times the size of the clandestine elements of the CIA, carries out domestic and foreign assignments, both in military uniforms and under civilian cover, in real life and online, sometimes hiding in private businesses and consultancies, some of them household name companies. The unprecedented shift has placed an ever greater number of soldiers, civilians, and contractors working under false identities, partly as a natural result in the growth of secret special forces, but also as an intentional response to the challenges of traveling and operating in an increasingly transparent world. The explosion of Pentagon cyber warfare, moreover, has led to thousands of spies who carry out their day-to-day work in various made-up personas, the very type of nefarious operations the United States decries when Russian and Chinese spies do the same.
So these are on the social media, we call them NPCs, right?
NPCs, yeah.
Non,
the beep boopers.
Right, yes, thank
yep.
you.
Yep.
Non-player characters. Thank
yes,
you.
There you go. Newsweek's exclusive report on this secret world is the result of a two-year investigation involving the examination of over 600 resumes and 1,000 job postings, dozens of Freedom of Information Act requests, and scores of interviews with participants and defense decision makers. What emerges is a window into not just a little-known sector of the American military, but also a completely unregulated practice. No one knows the program's total size, and the explosion of signature reduction has never been examined for its impact on military policies and culture. Congress has never held a hearing on the subject. And yet the military developing this gigantic clandestine force challenges U.S. laws, the Geneva Conventions, the Code of Military Conduct, and basic accountability.
So these guys are digital spies.
Not only digital spies, but they're spies within corporations, within society. You know, it's funny, we said the United States of East Berlin earlier, but I said this on a show previously, but during the Cold War in East Germany, I think it's one in five people were a government informant, which meant if you were in a family of five, chances are someone was informing on the on you to the government.
Right, and the interesting thing from the previous article, I think that the segue there is that, you know, in Nazi Germany, it wasn't so much, you know, the authorities doing the spying. It was people turning each other in.
That's right.
In your own community, your own family, right? Kind of like the fear of, you know, some of the laws that are made where somebody can just sort of call Child Protection Services mm-hmm. and make an anonymous call and get some children taken away from some parents who did nothing.
Yep.
Same thing with what's the gun laws where they can do that. They
red flag laws.
Yeah, red flag laws. Yeah, oh, I think Bob's got something wrong with him and I know he owns guns.
Mm-hmm. Right. Red flag laws are the ultimate, like they were the first of the pre-crime movement that's happening right now. And this all reeks of like Nazi Germany or like communist Russia. The whole, are you loyal to the party? Do you believe in what we believe? Because that's what this is all about. Yeah. And it's insane. And, you know, this all started after 9/11. Yep. America is just not America, but the powers that be are just manufacturing fear and fear and fear to the point that we don't even care about our freedoms anymore. All we care about is, are we on the same page? Do we feel safe? Is everybody
I'm wondering if we actually don't believe in our freedoms anymore, if that's also a lie, and we're just being led to believe that that's what other people out there. They got 60,000 people sitting on the internet and convince us that nobody cares about freedom anymore. It's not important. What's more important is safety.
Yeah.
Are all these Karens out there actually an army of little, you know, black ops spooks on the, you know,
well, trying to convince us? All this wokeism, I mean, everyone knows that this whole wokeism thing is a very small, very vocal minority on the internet that's like trying to dictate the course of social, you know, sanctioning.
Yeah, they're getting airplay.
Yep.
603-283-6160. Do you identify as woke? Do you subscribe to wokeism? Let us know. Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming your way here with Captain Kickass, Matt, and Tyler.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the, wow, time sure flies when you're talking about tyrants and what their evils are. It is Free Talk Live. You've probably missed your opportunity to call in, but for the future, you can dial 603-283-6160. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Matty Matt.
And Tyler.
And I need to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and that no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire.
Come hang out.
Come party with us. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can find the unofficial Telegram channel and also the unofficial ForkFest forum. Again, links to those are all found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. All right. Tonight, I need to say thank you to Bradley Hunt. Bradley Hunt is a silver-level amplifier to Free Talk Live, which means he donates $5 per month to get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300. We could be on more. It's up to you. You can find out all about the amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com. There's a number of little perks and special things you get if you do donate, and this donation goes exclusively to get this show onto more radio stations. So if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the cast of characters, the topics, the articles, you know, the callers, if you're just plain entertained or you've learned something, please consider becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again to Bradley Hunt. You are appreciated. Let's just go right away to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, gun question for y'all. It's the perennial question.
Well, luckily for you, there's a couple of guys here who know something about guns.
Hey. So the old bear gun question. But first of all, let me say, here's a fun one. So I grew up with a long gun in my hand, basically, you know, 22 shotgun, whatever. Handgun didn't have much use for it. So the first handgun I ever shot was I was 10 years old. And what do you think it was?
Glock 19.
Take a guess.
38 take special.
Yeah, no, that's 44. What I was going to say. 44 Magnum?
Huh?
44 Magnum?
Magnum, yeah.
Oh, so you didn't waste any
old.
Time getting
Clint Eastwood,
top.
Yeah.
Do you feel lucky,
yeah.
Punk? Huh?
And the first shot, it was a 200-yard shot at a 2-foot diameter rock, and I smoked it.
Nice.
Not bad.
Not recommended to hit rocks, though.
What?
Not recommended to shoot at rocks, though. They can come back at you.
Well, 200 yards away. This
yeah,
was,
yeah.
200 yards away. And it's the fun thing about rocks is if you hit them, you know, you pick one that you're likely to hit. You know, this was 2-foot diameter, 200 yards. And if you hit them, you smoke the rock so you can see where you hit, that you hit, as opposed to something else that you might not be able to tell without setting up a target in advance. But, and the fun thing about doing that as a 10-year-old, you got the gun out in front of you, you pull the trigger, and there's no time between the gun being in front of you and it being down back between your shoulder blades. It's just in one position, and then it's in the next position,
yeah,
and you don't remember it traveling. It's just out front, and then it's hitting you in the back.
Yeah, I generally don't recommend handing 44 mags to 10-year-olds. I'd rather start them on a 22 and let them work their way up to the 44 mag.
Yeah, well, this is Wyoming. We do things different out there. the bear gun, the perennial question, because there's variables. You know, first of all, if you're dealing with bears, you got to differentiate whether you're a black bear or a grizzly bear. And it's a grizzly bear you're really, really worried about because of their disposition and their size, the fact that they do routinely eat meat. But then there's the other thing about, you know, how much weight do you want to carry around if you're backpacking? And then you also preferably are carrying some bear spray so you don't always got to kill. If some bear is just being a little bit weird, you can hit him with the spray instead. Then the multi-use of a gun, you know, if you're carrying around a 44 Magnum, you know, and it's a lot of weight, you don't want to be doing that. Plus, there's not a whole lot of other uses, utility uses for a 44 Magnum other than that kind of thing. So, you know, but if you got 20 guns, who cares? But if you're just going to have one or two handguns laying around, you might want to get some versatility out of it. And so there's many different variables there. Do you have a preference as to what you would carry in grizzly country?
I have a couple of answers for you. I actually, for just such a purpose, I have a 1911 and 10 millimeter, otherwise known as best millimeter. It's basically a 40 cal on steroids. It's got a lot of power behind it.
Great, Matt. Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in danger.
other than that, you can also, there's such a thing as a Smith & Wesson 329 PD, which is an airweight, a very lightweight, full-size revolver in 44 mag. It's going to hurt your hand when you shoot it, but it will knock down a bear. That's a great choice because it doesn't weigh anything. Another option would be a 1911 and 460 Rowland, which has a boatload of power. It isn't in the typical 45. It's probably close to twice as powerful as a 45 ACP, but it comes in 1911 form. You can buy conversion kits for your already existing 1911 for them.
Yeah. I think the simple answer is it's the same answer as like if you're going on a safari, what caliber do you want to take with you, right? And you can take down like a Cape Buffalo with a 308, if you're good. Mm-hmm. But the answer to me is always bigger is better, sure. Right? And if I was someone, like, say I went out and became an Alaskan bear hunting guide, I would want, like, you know, like the BFG, there's a revolver that this company makes that is chambered for .45-70.
Why
wouldn't you just carry that? I mean, in my mind...
Because it weighs 19 pounds.
Sure, but here's what I'm saying is if a bear is charging you, if a Cape Buffalo is charging you, if something huge is charging you, you might only get one shot. And you want that shot to take it down, right? And, like, yeah, you can probably get the job done with 10 millimeter. Like, I agree with your assessment. But in one shot? Not every time. That has to be a good shot. So, I mean, I think the answer is just bigger is always better.
And it's also why magazine restrictions are bad.
Yes, I agree with that as well.
We might need 30 rounds.
Yes.
Especially when you've got an AR-15 in bear country. You're in a 1,000-pound grizzly versus a 55-grain 5.56 round.
Yep.
And you might need 30 of those babies.
Right.
David, you've had an awfully big pause. Do you have anything else to say?
One last thing is the question about from my experience, I have not been I've charged bears, but I have not been charged. Well, actually, I was charged by one bear, but it was.
Well, I hope you got your money.
Him. Yeah, but I figure if in a semi-automatic configuration, I might be able to get off, or I believe that I could expect to get off two to three rounds, and possibly four or five. So the question comes in about staying on target. You know, with a 44 Magnum, I question whether my reacquisition of the target is going to be quick enough to get off more than one or two. So are any of those larger rounds going to be able to stay, you know, get back down on target quicker than a 44, but still have the power?
Yes, practice your shooting, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it depends on range, too. I mean, point blank, as long as it's a double-action revolver, you just need to keep squeezing the trigger. You're going to hit what you need to hit at that range.
Okay.
Well, what a completely bearable call, David.
That was a good call.
We appreciate it, yes. He was exercising his right to keep and arm bears? Wait, no.
You're charging bears.
Charging bears.
The only time I've ever been charged by a bear was at a gay bar.
And was it several?
No. Well, yes. I don't know.
Did he get his money?
He got his money.
What kind of caliper did you need?
This is enough. Let's move on.
This has been Free Talk Live. If you missed any of our program tonight, you'll be able to find it over at freetalklive.com in the archives. Thanks to Matt and Tyler for being here. You guys are great. Thanks to our callers. We're here 7 nights a week. Thanks. Peace.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with Extendo.